Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I am the host, Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and I'm glad to have Bruce Henge back today from the Henge Agency. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I'm terrific. Great day.
So glad to have you back. Thank you for coming again. Now, as you may remember, Bruce specializes in mortgage protection, annuities, life, and safe retirement plans. And I think I remember from our last talk that the subject of insurance is a very deep subject. It's important to know that you're covering and protecting the future of your family and your resources and things. So I have been learning so much from you, Bruce, so I thank you for that.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad the information is there.
So who would be your typical client? Someone that's recently married or divorced? Who would be your ideal client?
Well, there is a lot of possibilities out there. As you mentioned, people that are recently married or divorced, people that have children, become grandparents, grandchildren that are out there that want to enter, that are thinking about entering college. That's one way of financial help, helping financially with elderly parents. Some people that have received an inheritance. A lot of people that retired and with or without a spouse. But another reason is that people are starting a business, great avenue. And again, the last but not least is people that have changed their job, lost their job very, very near because their insurance does stop at that particular time.
So really, everyone should have insurance, but the people that should possibly reevaluate their situation is when they're in these type of transitions.
Yes, all those things that I just mentioned are things that they should continually look at because everybody's circumstances do change. They should review them periodically because, again, we all have changes in our life, whether it be daily, but especially on a yearly basis, you should have a review of your coverages.
Oh, I never thought of that. So there's so many people that are changing or losing their jobs recently. So that is something to definitely reevaluate their insurance policy. And
yes, it's a very important step when you do change jobs because your insurance changes at that particular time, whether it be life insurance or, again, some health insurance.
Now, you talked about having children, or adopting a child, or becoming a grandparent. So can a person purchase a policy for a child?
Yes, it's very, very important, which people don't realize or don't think about. And I do a lot of policies for children only because, and you hate to say it, but the health of our generations, any generation, changes from day to day. And if those things do change drastically, you do have at least some coverage for the child in whatever aspect that may come about. But health problems do crop up, and I have a number of stories to divulge and relay that kind of information, especially with children. Grown-ups do. We as adults we do changes too. And then we get into our parents and grandparents where their life changes. But as far as the children are concerned, yes, we should start young because the younger we are, the better we are health-wise and the lower premiums.
Yeah, I guess, so many of us don't want to face that there might be an unfortunate illness in the family and things like that, but it is something that we need to think about and protect our families and our children and such. And I guess that's how you would save money is by buying premiums earlier, buying now.
Buying your coverage now. Now is always the best time because now is when you know your financial position. Now is when you know your health, which is more important than your financial position in a lot of cases, because again, our health changes. We never know what's going to happen today or the balance of today, and especially tomorrow. There are a lot of things that affect our health, and once we do have coverage, then at least we have the coverage that we know. And we may want to get more, but at least we have the basics covered.
as we were talking to Russell in the studio earlier, you know, the younger generation, they feel invincible. They think they're never going to be our age, right, Bruce? So
that's always the case. The younger generation never thinks they're going to get older. They're going to stay this young in their 20s or early 30s. And just move on with life existing as it is, and unfortunately or fortunately, things like that do change. We do get older, and our life, our whole aspect, and our whole looking at life does change over the years.
Russell, we have one piece of advice for you: don't blink.
Russell, don't
blink. You will be our age.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a blink, it changes.
But I think, too, it's important to convey to the next generations that, you know, look forward, be smart, protect yourselves. And, yes, there may be a time that you will need insurance, but always looking forward is an important factor.
It really does, because, again, our age changes, our height, our weight changes. All those things have effect on what type of insurance we can get and how much we can get. And one other aspect which we don't think of is that in today's world, our younger generation will change positions, change careers somewhere between 5 and 7 times. And with that, that means their risk may change. Well, with the risk, that changes your overall insurance availability. So your occupations do come into effect.
So all of that, age, gender, height, weight, and everything you just mentioned are factors that drive the insurance calculations, correct?
Correct. That drives the changes on what can be obtained at any particular time.
Yeah, you're right. People do change jobs more often and frequently. And
it's amazing how many times people do change jobs, especially, as I mentioned, the younger generation. And I'm talking now. Now I'm relaying my age. But fortunate or unfortunate, that's the way life is. We do get older. But the younger generation should start as early as possible.
You know, Bruce, they can't see us on radio, so we could be any age we want.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, the way my speaking engagements take me, it does sort of tell the story about my age.
No, that's good. I think it's all good. It's wisdom we're passing along, I feel. But okay, so even the younger generation, our generation, what are the short-term and long-term needs we may have for insurance? There might be some disability that happens whether you're young or older. So,
well, yes, the disability, if that comes into a play, will affect it drastically. But then you'll have different types of coverage for disability. There are disability coverages that can be purchased. Some people look into them. Some people do have that disability coverage. It is one that you should look at. But it's one that's really overlooked by most of the generations out there.
I think so. My girlfriend has a young adult daughter who works, and she tore her Achilles heel, and she's been out of work for 4 months, and she has bills and things like that. So it's something for everyone to really consider.
Especially, yes, it's someone for everyone to consider, and especially for the spouse that is the breadwinner.
Absolutely. So, Bruce, I do want to come back and talk a little bit more about long-term and short-term insurance needs and disability insurance. Today we're talking to Bruce Henge from the Henge Agency, and I am Renee with InTouch Marketing. Come back and join us.
Be the fire in my heart. Be the wind in these sails. Be the reason that I live. Jesus, Jesus.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. So very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900 for more information.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, here talking to Bruce Henge from the Henge Agency. Okay, Bruce, we left off at disability insurance and long-term care insurance. What can you tell us about disability insurance and why should we have it?
Well, disability insurance protects against loss of income in case of disability or extended illness. The type of insurance is important for the sole or primary wage earner, of the household. And you can just think about that. Is if the primary wage earner of any particular household now stops because of some type of an injury, what happens to the family household? It loses that source of income. So with the disability insurance, that covers those different availability occurrences that do happen over the years. People do get disabled for all different reasons, whether it be with their employment or just walking down the street. Just look at what happened to the Secretary of the State. He was riding his bike the other day over in one of the countries, and he broke his leg just riding a bicycle. Well, there it comes, disability insurance. Of course, he doesn't have to have that because he's a government employee. That would be
a whole other subject
That's a whole other subject. I won't get into that. But there was a particular case. He was just riding his bicycle, and an occurrence came, and he broke his leg. Well, for the normal person, he'd be out of work.
True, and out of money. So that's why we have insurance.
We have insurance.
We had a question in the studio. Does disability cover klutzes?
Well, it could cover klutzes according to the different types of injuries that would happen to that type of individual. You just never know. Different policies. It defines how much you're going to get paid, how long you're going to get paid, and when it begins. Those are all different aspects of a particular policy, the ingredients in that policy itself, and what premium you would be paying.
So if you are a klutz, we ask you to be realistic about your insurance policy then.
Yes, please look at it.
Yeah. So how does the disability then differ from long-term care insurance?
Well, your long-term care insurance really deals with the health of the individual, like into nursing homes. There's a lot of people now that have care at home. That would be included possibly with your long-term care insurance. But those are the things that are covered for that particular purpose. It's a more of a health situation. Long-term care has a lot to do with the elderly individual that does need that type of care, whether, again, be at home or in a nursing home facility.
So it's strictly for the elderly or maybe like a long-term disability type person?
Yes, Renee, would be for both. Okay. The long-term disability, it just doesn't happen that much, but it does happen more with the older generation and what they're looking for, because they seem to be in those facilities, hospitalization, doctors, those kind of facilities more often.
Okay, so it sounds to me like disability and long-term care, there are short-term and long-term needs. So are you able to explain to us what those are?
Well, the long-term and short-term needs are really looking at really any type of age, just that different things affect individuals at those ages. The long-term, again, or short-term needs, you may have to pay for, on a long-term basis, the final expenses. That would be the cost of a funeral or burial expense. Those are things that maybe crop up that, people aren't thinking about. We don't think about our mortality and how long we're going to live. Covers for children's expenses, additional coverage that may be necessary over their lifespan to take care of them, or looking at their college education. This may be one way of developing those type expenses with different types of insurance coverages. To replace a spousal's income, if one spouse or another passes away. These are long-term or short-term needs that come into the household itself to cover, just the regular tasks that are involved in a house, laundry, cooking, schoolwork, caring for kids to go to doctors, those kind of things. Those are different types of coverage that you may need. Then we come down to paying off debts. Everybody, or not everyone, but a lot of people leave our earth with a lot of debts that are outstanding. Well, there are different parts of your insurance that may help covering those, especially sometimes when we have mortgages on houses. And that's why we do a lot of mortgage protection coverage to cover that particular expense itself if something does drastically happen to the breadwinner or either one of the spouses. Another avenue that we could possibly look at for a long-term basis is to pay off his estate taxes. People don't realize that there are possibility of estate taxes that do have to be paid at the end of our course. Those could be paid with the benefits or the premiums. Excuse me, not the premiums, but the benefits of having different types of life insurance.
I don't think we realize the amount of bills and expenses that we have. Like you're making me think. Oh yeah, there's the mortgage. Oh, there's the utilities. Oh, there's the care of the kids. Oh, college. Really, when you put it all together in a basket, it's a lot.
It's a tremendous amount that, again, like, as you just said, that we really don't realize until we really sit down and start thinking about it, especially when it's a family. And as you just mentioned, when you have children that are involved, if the primary breadwinner does something happen to that particular person, has that disaster, what's going to happen to the rest of the family? Well, this is the purpose of different types of life insurance, short-term or long-term benefits or expenses that may crop up.
And I don't think we think about the expenses that there are at the end. Funeral expenses, like you've mentioned, and
that's what we call the your final expenses that we do have again coverage for it. It's surprising, as I mentioned, probably in one of my other interviews here, that 47% of the population do not have any type of coverage of any type of insurance coverage in existence at the present time.
That's a high percentage.
It's incredible. So you can look at just the final expenses. I've had them in my own family, and final expenses just for the burials and everything else can run, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 without any problem. So these are type of coverage that are available to anyone that's out there in different ages, but we do a lot of it with the seniors. Because again, they go through life with not having any insurance coverage, or have had it and it lapsed because one reason or another, and they come up with being of a senior age without any type of coverage, and then they look to us, and that's when we can help them with those final expenses.
I think the show Balanced Life has really shown us that having a plan in our lives, and really God's plan to protect our future, our children, our families, and our resources, I think it just makes it more apparent that we lead a much more balanced life when we're able to protect our families and ensure their future or their safety or our senior parents and things like that. So Bruce,
that is the main purpose is to really cover the family and the future of the family if something does happen to one or the other. Just to use an example, if we were talking about mortgages, if you have a $200,000 mortgage and you have debts on a monthly basis of $4,000, well, those are just examples of the things that you're involved in on a day-to-day basis. So to be free of the family's obligations, if something does happen to you, is that you're right off the bat, you need over $200,000 worth of coverage just to cover those bases. That doesn't even consider, if you have children, their college education, where does that come from? If you have parents, grandparents, where does that money come from? It's all part of the equation, which as you mentioned, people don't realize how important it really is to protect the family as a whole entity.
Absolutely, and I think you summed it up beautifully. Why buy life insurance? Why do we need it?
Those are the reasons to protect the family structure financially. When something, and if something does happen, to pay those bills, to pay those final expenses, we have to have, some type of plan in place to really cover this if we're looking at our family and looking for their safety over the long run.
Because it's really not just the family that may pass away, but it's for the survivors.
It's basically is for the survivors. Unfortunately, it's I've always said it's they call it life insurance, but it's as joking, some people call it death insurance. Well, it is the life insurance of the people that are living, to make sure that they're covered for the rest of their life, so that it is not a financial burden that you've placed on them for whatever reason, and it does cover those catastrophes.
Yeah, sometimes we feel like life is the game of survive or outwit, outlast, outplay, but really it is God's plan and God wanting to protect his children. And I think Bruce Henge helps with the insurance side of it, as specializing in that mortgage protection, annuities, life and safe retirement plans. Bruce, how would one get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is to just call my cell phone, which is 215-704-6385.
And do you have an email address?
I do have an email, which is bhengey2@gmail.com.
Okay, we thank Bruce very much for being here today and teaching us that keeping your family insured and feeling secure leads to a balanced life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYL.
Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we are here with Bruce Henge today with Henge Agency. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. Glad to be here.
Glad to be alive.
You got it.
That's us today. So Bruce and his agency specialize in mortgage protection, annuities, life, and safe retirement plans. And I have to be honest, Bruce, I don't know what annuities mean. Yeah. All right. Don't laugh. Oh, too late. Oh,
no, it's too late. I'm sorry. What can I say?
Help me.
Help you.
Yes.
Okay. What an annuity is. Yeah. An annuity is an insurance product that pays out income and can be used as part of your retirement strategy.
Ew.
That's in a nutshell. Annuities are a popular choice for investors, for people that want a steady income stream in their retirement years. There are only products that provide guaranteed retirement income for a period and or life. There's a whole lot of different types of annuities. I know people have in the past really, as what you've just said, you don't know what an annuity is. It's one of those products where no one has ever lost a penny in any type of annuity because of the insurance company's insolvency. Annuities are what they call a guaranteed retirement income. Insurance companies themselves, compared to financial institutions, have a dollar for dollar in their reserves. They're backed by the legal reserve system, so that they must have those funds in their reserves at any particular time. There's a lot of history behind annuities. One of the easiest history buffs that I know of, or not a history buff, but a sports buff, we all know. Remember Babe Ruth.
Well,
you bet. Babe Ruth used annuities to avoid the risk of the stock market and thus not hurt by the stock market crash when he was in 1929. So he was one of the first ones that gave a lot of concern, a lot of looks, second looks at annuities, and had annuities himself.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that about the Henge agency, that they not only handle the insurance side, as we've discussed on the Balanced Life, but you also have this whole annuities, retirement, and Social Security piece of your business. And it sounds like the annuities is a big part of that. Well, I'm glad I learned, because I thought, no, I don't know what I thought about annuities, so I won't even look sillier on the radio. But anyway, no, that sounds like a very important piece of your retirement plan, actually.
It could be a very big piece of it. There are, in annuities themselves, there are really only two basic types of annuities, one we call a deferred annuity and one we call an immediate annuity. And really, it's sort of self-explanatory. An immediate annuity is a payment that is put into as a base amount and can be start drawn out as a retirement program again immediately. Deferred programs are just that, deferred to another time in their life that they want to start receiving that income on a regular basis, either for a period of time, again, or for a lifespan.
Is there a reason why you would pick one over the other?
No, not really. Any reason. It's just a matter of your time frame on when you're looking to retire, and the amount of money to invest in that particular product, what you're looking to do. Do you want to retire immediately and have X number of dollars to put into that to draw a continual income on a monthly or yearly basis? Or if, to give you an example, maybe you're 55 and you're not looking to retire until you're 70. Well, that 15 years could be invested over that period of time, so that at the age of 70, you would draw out an X amount of dollars that you would plan to draw out at that particular age, and just continue through your lifespan for that period. So there's different. Those are really the main reasons, one or the other. There are a lot of different advantages, disadvantages on annuities themselves. Allow you to the main difference with annuities is that the biggest advantage with annuities is that you're allowed to what we call sock away as much money into this particular product as you want. There is no limitation, whereas in different types of account, retirement accounts like 401ks or IRAs, you are there's only a certain annual contribution that you are allowed to put into one of those programs, whereas an annuity you can set up for an amount that you're comfortable with, and increase or decrease over any particular time. Annuities really complement the retirement income, other income sources such as a Social Security or a pension plan. And we'll get into Social Security in just a couple minutes here. But to continue with the advantages or disadvantages with annuities, it's really the different type of annuity that you are looking at, whether it is a fixed annuity or a variable annuity, depending on your own situation. And what risk you would want to take at that particular time. People look at the tax benefits that are involved in this particular type of product, and yes, there are tax benefits. Money that you invest in annuity grows what they call tax deferred, when you make the eventual withdrawals, the amount that you contributed to the annuity is not taxed, but the earnings are taxed at your regular income tax rate. So that's one very large benefit, because your principal amount keeps growing and growing every year, every month, because you are what they call compounding your investment.
Well, that's always good.
That's
compounding.
That's the best. The best way that I like is to make it compound,
right.
So that you can invest different amounts and calculate really your own calculation on what your expenses are going to be at that particular time.
I don't know if it's just me and myself getting older, but don't you feel like the 60 is the new 40 and 70 is the new 50? That doesn't older people seem younger these days?
Well, we sure hope so, because I know their lifespan is a lot longer, because they say if it's a male that reaches the age of 65, he's expected to go to at least 84, I think it is. And if a female reaches 65, their expected life is going to 90.
So, oh my! Wow!
So you know, you being a female, your life is going to be longer.
Oh my goodness! So hold out for those markers.
Hold out for those markers. 65, if you're a male or female.
No, but I think too, because they seem to be younger, or we have better medical care. I'm not sure what it is, but that they're more educated, and you help them be more educated and what are their options, because they are living longer. They're going to need more funds to live longer. So
definitely one of the main things that the generation is looking at right now is that, are we going to run out of money because of our life expectancy? Mm-hmm. And that is one of the biggest concerns of what we call the baby boomer age group, is that, again, are we going to have enough money to go through that life? Well, with this particular product, you can plan that way, so that you know exactly how much money without any type of risk on what you actually are going to have at that particular time, because that's what you've planned out. That's the plan that you have made, and not someone else has made. You've invested whatever money that you can put into the program.
Being in marketing and knowing the demographics, I do worry about millennials and younger generations not realizing the importance of investing in retirement, because a lot are living paycheck to paycheck and certain reasons because of the economy. So I hope that this opens eyes not only for, we're talking about seniors and things like that right now, but opening an awareness.
Well, awareness is always there. Here's some quotes that we always look at as far as ages are concerned, and what they look at for insurance is that if they're below 30, their question is always is to who needs the coverage. when they get above 30, they look at it and says, maybe I should start thinking. And by the time they reach 40, they're thinking, well, maybe I should start working on retirement. And by 50, if they haven't started by then they're really worrying. And then, of course, they look at the end, which is the final expenses and their debts and how to cover those. But the different age groups, it's amazing what they think about covering themselves and covering their family.
It is a big difference. And even in your 50s, people get to the point of, oh, no, now I have all the college tuitions and things to cover for their kids, and then it becomes more of a struggle. So the earlier you start, it seems the better off
you, because there are plenty of plans out there, as I mentioned in the past, to prepare a family for those college educations because they are getting more expensive every year.
Absolutely. And I that brings us back to that compounding. I think your goal is for the compounding.
That always is the best. So that you and when you gain that little bit extra, there's no way to lose that extra. And that's one of the great things with the different products that are out there.
I'm starting to understand annuities, but I'm really liking the compounding part of it.
That's one of the best parts about it.
Absolutely. So as far as retirement and working on your insurance and overall plan, what do you recommend?
Well, one of our first objectives when I sit down with a couple or an individual is to really, you know, go into their past, what their thoughts are, what they're looking for in the future, before we ever get into any type of products, is to really investigate and to start thinking about and really divesting into their thoughts on what they're looking to do, because they really haven't thought about it. So that's the beginning before, as I said, before you ever get into any products. So, you know, we have to look at their purpose.
I want to talk more on that subject when we return, but we are here with Bruce Henge with the Henge Agency, and I am Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts.
Be the center. Be my heart. Be my song. Jesus.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, and we are back here with the other side of Bruce Henge, the Henge Agency, talking about annuities, retirement, and Social Security. So, okay, Bruce, this is really quite a fascinating subject since we're all learning about annuities and compounding today, but I'm learning a lot.
It's always a good subject.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really learning, so thank you for that. So who is the best fit for the annuities?
Well, a couple of different ways to look at it, but I'll give you an example. Typically someone who should consider an annuity is after they've maxed out or taken advantage of their other retirement vehicles, such being maybe a 401k, an IRA, something of that nature, only because these are additional monies that should be set aside for retirement. That's what an annuity, the purpose of an annuity is to establish that amount to draw at a later date. It's something that isn't on a short-term basis. These are things that for long-term down the road years, so they can stock away money for those years. Because some of the disadvantages of annuities are just that, is that if you do withdraw out of the first years of a particular typical program, you will get hit with what they call surrender charges. There are different surrender charges, there are different amounts, and there's different time frames on if you do make early withdrawals. So annuities are for the individuals who are building in surplus of maybe their 401k or their IRA. It's someone that is looking for that structure down the road. Someone that has that extra funds and really have, again, maxed out those other investments to invest in something else on a guaranteed basis without any chance of or risk of losing whatever they're going to invest. There are positive features on every policy, and there's drawbacks on every policy. So you have to look at the overall type of policy, the amount, and again your future plans and when those future plans want to be put into place.
You help your clients do that? You help them find that right fit?
What we do is we put ingredients, all these ingredients, into, like everything else, a tech program, a computerized program, and we look at that, at all those ingredients, including your income, your expenses, what your projected expenses are, and then we make that plan on where you're going and how you're going to get to the result that you want to. That plays into the amount of funds that you're investing into these different programs. And that leads me into the Social Security. People look at Social Security filing. A lot of people look at filing early at age of 62. Well, that is the availability age, but most people don't look at what the possibilities are after age 62. If you can prolong that that age and that filing of that particular claim, one of the things is that we don't realize is that there are 567 ways to file for Social Security. That's a tremendous amount of different ways that people don't even realize. I myself didn't realize it.
Oh, my. That sounds overwhelming.
It is totally overwhelming.
Yeah.
But the breakdown, there are so many possibilities of filing for Social Security. And if you can delay that, the longer is much better for you, so that if you're looking at the possibility of retirement at a particular age, that's why we take into account if you do have other investments like a 401k, like an IRA, or any other type of investment, even whether it be real estate, any type of investment we put into the total picture, so that you do come out and know exactly where you're going at any particular time. So that's how we do plan that, and work with those numbers on an ongoing basis. We work with seniors that are looking to retire and look at their Social Security benefits. We hold seminars on Social Security benefits from time to time in different areas, and the purpose of that is to explain what Social Security really is and some of the advantages and disadvantages of claiming your Social Security at different ages that one may come into. So we do have a lot of possibilities, a lot of leeway, because our claiming can be done at 62, but our full retirement age is really right now 66 and so months, and then we can also go up to 70. And so if you can delay those years into those later years, like if you can delay to the year 70, you can increase your benefit by 76%. That is a tremendous amount of money that is in the hands of the government, which if you can delay until 70 is part of your retirement, not theirs.
And the part of that is being educated, knowing that, and also hiring an expert, an agent like yourself, to be able to show where they can find the most for their monies and investments.
Correct, and putting it into a total picture, so you can get that total picture, and then say, well, this is what I want. This isn't what I want, or change it over the years. Again, these are things that should be looked at, yearly, every other year, but definitely that period of time to really analyze, because as we said before, our life changes, our circumstances changes, and so with just leaving it in one place isn't the best. Is really look at all the different possibilities that are out there.
Yeah, I think God gives us all these recipes and ingredients to choose from and these plans, and then he's the baker of our lives. I don't know why. That just came to me, but you know how I digress. So,
sometimes. Yeah. That's good.
But I think, Bruce, it would be helpful if you told our audience where your service area is. So if they need your help, they know where to find you.
Well, I am licensed in the state of Pennsylvania, most in the eastern part of Pennsylvania is where I do most of my business, and also the western part of New Jersey. But I do handle, you know, the entire state in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So we do have a lot of entity, a lot of clients in both areas. We have held our Social Security seminars in New Jersey right now. And looking to work into the Pennsylvania areas in different areas to get out the information to our baby boomers before they'd actually file for Social Security, because once they file, then it's too late. I was too late. If if I would have known this a number of years ago, I wouldn't have filed early. I would have delayed it, because there is so much, as I mentioned, 76% increase if you can delay until the age of 70. It's just an astronomical amount of money that when put into the program, and you look at the, you know, not the tens of thousands, but the hundreds of thousands that are in the programs that are benefits to you, that you have paid into, that you should be getting, that's what you should look at.
Absolutely. So what age should someone start looking at this? What is the best?
Oh my goodness, the best age.
Five?
Yeah, five.
No. Okay, they can start to read then.
They can start to read then. As far as the age and when they should start looking for retirement, mm-hmm. Well, as those little quotes I said to you, you know, mm-hmm. 30 age group, 40 age group. Well, when they're 40, then they start thinking, oh, geez, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay for my child's college education? Well, you know, it's not too late, but you know, that kind of thing should be looked at and planned for with different opportunities that are out there that are available to anyone. It's just a matter of putting that plan together.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sooner, as we mentioned, the sooner we start, the better. So,
definitely.
Now, will you go to someone's home and discuss a plan?
Yes, and that's a definite way to do it, is to sit down with a single person or with a couple, and really, as I mentioned, before we get into the products, diverse into what they're looking to and when they're looking to do certain things, because without that knowledge, they're really not looking at what should be available to them or what could be available to them. So there's a lot of different avenues, but I really want to sit down and really think about their future and the different avenues that are available to a person.
And again, coming back to the whole balanced life, being educated and knowing what's best for your financial future is always important. And Bruce, how can our audience get in touch with you if they'd like more information regarding annuities, retirement, or Social Security?
Well, the best is my cell phone, which is 215-704-6385. Or you can email me, which is bhengey2@gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you for coming today, Bruce Hengey from the Hengey Agency. We greatly appreciate all your insight.
I appreciate being here. It was a great time.
Thank you so much. Just remember, keeping your family insured and feeling secure leads to a balanced life. I'm Renee with InTouch Marketing. Thank you.
Be my home. My song, Jesus.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYL.